If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Imagine a football platform where the world's best writers give you the real story about what's going on at United. Imagine no pop-up ads, no clickbait headlines, and no ridiculous rumours to be let down by anymore. You don't have to imagine anymore. Meet The Athletic. No ads, no nonsense, just football. Visit theathletic.co.uk/UnitedWeStand to start your 30-day free trial and get 50% off your annual subscription. The Athletic, the new home of football.
Right, so we're on our way to Derby County in the FA Cup. Are we on the fifth round now? Yeah? So the FA Cup fifth round, Derby County away. It was a good draw for us, I think, when we saw it, and I think there was a replay to get past for them. But are we confident about tonight?
Yeah, I fancy us.
Do you?
2-3-0.
I think... has it not got upset written all over it? They'll be strong at home, there'll be a sellout crowd.
It can always be an upset when you go to a lower league club if you don't have the right attitude. But I think at the moment, the way they're playing, I don't think that'll be an issue tonight.
Good. So we think we can go there and do a job. It's a good draw for us, Norwich away, next out of all the draws that it could be. I was convinced it was going to be Chelsea away again. But Derby with Rooney would be inspired tonight, will he?
Rooney, he'll get a great reception from the crowd. I think his best days are behind him. He's carrying a bit of timber.
Now, we haven't seen the lineup yet, but if you were to guess the lineup, do you think we'll make a few changes?
I'm hoping so, yeah. I think we need to rest a lot of players for Sunday, but I think a second team will be comfortable winning it, definitely.
Is it a chance for players that perhaps haven't played for a while to do a little bit better? I'm thinking in terms of maybe someone like, I don't know if he'll play, Jesse Lingard or something.
It's a good opportunity for players, like you say, that haven't been playing regularly to impress the manager, which would add to the not falling against the lower league side. So you would think that they would come in, give it 100%. So it would mean that we're not going to recover shock. There's not been a shock in this round, has it? I think United will win tonight. Probably 2-0 I'm going to go for.
Right, okay. And a chance for Ighalo. Ighalo, we would think Ighalo will get a start.
Yeah, start, and he'll definitely score. The Nigerian prince.
You think he'll score?
Yeah. Just what we signed him for.
Games like this. Take the pressure off him. Okay. So you think he can get a goal? Could he get a hat-trick tonight? With something that Rashford's not done. Would you bet your money on getting a hat trick?
Yes, definitely. Big night for Ighalo tonight, and I think he's going to prove himself. I might have a bet on the hat trick, definitely.
Yeah. All right then. So as I say, Derby County. We've been to this Pride Park. Was great last time we went. Are we expecting the same sort of atmosphere from the United fans?
Yeah, I don't think it'd be quite as good being a Thursday and not a Friday, but with a big traffic support, lots of noise. As long as we don't go behind early, then you know there'll be a lot of noise tonight, and that'll add to the occasion, and it'll be a full house, won't it? Because it wasn't a full house at Hillsborough last night, because obviously Man City aren't a big draw, but you'd guarantee it'll be an absolute full house tonight, because Manchester United are in town.
Yeah, it's United.
So it'll be a good atmosphere.
All right, good. Right then, can we have a quick guess at the scores, please? Would anybody like to predict a score tonight?
I'll take 2-1, mate. 2-1, United, 2-1.
2-1?
I've already said 2-0 United for me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll go 3-0.
I'll take 5-0 before the game.
All right, okay. I think myself, I think I'm probably just going to go for, I don't know, I think I'll go for 3-0 as well. Okay. Right, let's see what happens. So we're here at Pride Park now, actually, during the game. It's 40 minutes gone. Stood here with Mike, and we were just chatting then, Mike, about what United needed and just before we scored. But do you like this new centre forward then?
Well, it's a stopgap measure, but we need a proper centre forward. This
well, here he is again. Oh, he's good! Well, how about that? Just as we're chatting about him, he's gone and scored. But I think he's going to VAR here. So we'll have to see about that. He gets in the right places at the right time.
Eventually.
Eventually. But he's missed two or three that you'd expect someone else to have scored. I.e., we're talking about Van Nistelrooy, weren't we? Or a real quality striker.
Yeah.
I think he's checking VAR something here, but we'll have to see. We did think we'd got a handball a minute ago, but we haven't. So we'll have to see if he's going to disallow this or not.
No.
But apart from that, 2-0, 40 minutes gone, yeah. First half.
We'll settle for that.
We would settle for that.
Yeah.
Seems very full in here today.
Very full. Very full.
I'm not sure Derby have counted the tickets very well, have they?
No, I don't think they have.
In terms of the changes we've seen over the last couple of months,
I'm all for staying with Ollie. You can't keep sacking managers. We've had two big European names and they've both failed. So give this lad a chance.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Do you think then that the Ollie out brigade is more driven by non-match-going United fans? Or non-match-going fans?
Season ticket holders like myself want to give Ollie a chance. It took Ferguson 4 years to make an impact, so give Ollie a bit longer. And the four signings he's made, no one can argue with them. Good fullback, good midfield player, good centre half. No problem there.
Yeah, he's definitely done it. And I think, like you say, it's the match going. It's the season ticket holders. Ollie's name rings out, doesn't it, from inside the ground.
Absolutely.
And there's no dissent against him.
Absolutely.
And so you have to look. Oh, here are. What? And you have to look at the fact that why is it being driven from outside sources, or is there a reason for it? I wouldn't want to see Pochettino come here now.
Because you start the wheel over again. You start the circle again. New players, new coaching staff. They wasted £750 million under Van Gaal and Mourinho. They don't want to do that again.
Yeah,
they signed 20-odd players between them two. There's only six on the books, and two of them were three goalkeepers.
Yeah. There was a slight bit of dissent, wasn't there, around De Gea. I don't doubt him. I think he's allowed to make a mistake. I think he's a long way from being pushed, whoever it's by.
Outfield players make mistakes in every game, but it goes by the way. When the goalkeeper makes a mistake, it's noticed. So he's saved United many, many times before. And he's not the only goalkeeper that makes mistakes.
No, I think if we got Dean Henderson in, it'd be a season or two too soon, really, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Like that.
But the lad who's playing tonight, Romero, he never lets them down.
Yeah, good stuff.
And FA Cup, is this our realistic chance of a trophy this season, or are we just going to enjoy this? Enjoy this run.
Enjoy the ride. Let's get that top five, top four. The big money's in the European League, and we should go for that big time, because that's where United belong.
Confident for Sunday then?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm almost confident.
Thanks very much. So, we're now 44 minutes, just a minute before half time, and it's going okay so far. Right, so I'm just leaving the Pride Park Stadium now. Manchester United have won comfortably 3-0, and such was ease of victory that. The vast majority of Manchester United support wanted Rooney to score, which was a nice touch, but it shows he's a victor, really. So I think that means we've got Norwich away next round. Who knows when we'll play them? Could well be another night game, possibly Monday night, replicating a fine evening
back in 1993, hopefully.
So satisfied with that victory?
Yeah, great victory. It shows the golfing class, all on it, between the Premiership Championship, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there was a golf, wasn't there?
Did you? Were we ever in any doubt? That result ever in any doubt?
No, not after the first 20 minutes. It always looked in doubt. It always looked like we was going to do something, didn't it? And, you know, as much as we're all singing for Rudy, he looks out of his depth tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he's put on a bit of timber, hasn't he?
He's put on a bit of timber. You know, I'll give him credit. He come over at the end and claps us all, but Championship's way off the Premiership, as it's proved with the teams that are at the bottom.
Yeah, true. So, in terms, John, are you pleased with that result? Norwich away next round?
Yes, delightful. I was actually saying to someone a couple of weeks ago, and Norwich are going down, we're out to play for like 10 years. And then 2 weeks later, we get in the draw.
So we've... what do you think of the atmosphere tonight?
I thought it was really good, especially for a midweek away. Our end was absolutely packed, I reckon, a fair few jib day. Wasn't
it? It was great. Well, yeah, we were just saying that. There wasn't exactly a lot of spare seats.
No.
And everyone else was like sardines, weren't they? But it was good to see. It was good away support, wasn't it,
for a
midweek with everything that's going on.
Yeah.
Some nice, creating the nice atmosphere. They were a bit flat.
Yeah, the poor team, aren't they? They don't think they ever give their crowd anything to go on, did they? And I don't know. Just look, they look like they were beat from kickoff, to be honest. But we did our job, didn't we?
Were you surprised that Ollie played not as strong a side as Joe? Do you think he'd play a stronger side than that? Or?
I was surprised. A little bit, maybe. Yeah, it's hard, though, isn't it? Because you don't know who's fully fit and stuff. And obviously, got a massive game at the weekend. They've got a big game next week in Europe, haven't they? It's games every few days at the minute. So, I don't know. But that team was enough, wasn't it?
Yeah, the team was enough.
He had strength on the bench. They need to bring on Martial, Greenwood and that, so...
Up the fucking Reds.
Rightly so.
Jay told you Billy's not getting back on.
Yeah, I've seen him. So, it is a big game at the weekend, but this was the most important thing, was to get through here. And we've got to take this seriously, haven't we? You looked last night...
We can only win two things this year, and this is one of them, isn't it? So.
Yeah, but isn't that the same for a lot of clubs? I was sort of disappointed that someone decides early in the week, again, aren't taking the FA Cup seriously. And we've not... Perhaps we've done enough tonight, but there are teams that should be going for it, because it is a great trophy to win, isn't it, still?
People say that, but all the top teams... Other than Liverpool, who went out against Chelsea, which is obviously like two top teams playing each other. Quarterfinals are full of, well, it's all Premier League, isn't it?
Yeah,
so,
it's
and I mean, if you look over the last few years, it's always been top Premier League teams that's won it and got to the final as well.
Yeah.
Feels a long time since you had like Portsmouth and that getting to the final, doesn't it?
Yeah. So that Mickey Mouse Cup now, it's just a League Cup, isn't it? There's only one team sort of enter it, don't they now?
Yeah.
So we've got Europe coming up, and we've got this league fixture coming up against City. Are we growing in confidence? Is it now four steps forward and only two back as opposed to the three that it was?
Yeah, I think we're playing well at the minute. We're looking a bit tighter at the back, keeping a fair few clean sheets now, and they look like they've got goals in them going forward, and they're improving, aren't they? That's all you can hope for. You know, Fernandez made a massive difference, and I think we've got a decent chance at the weekend.
And what do you think of the new centre forward? Try. I thought if he got a hat-trick it would have been ironic, wouldn't it, because Rashford's not got a hat-trick and he could have actually.
I mean, he's a bit of a lump at times, but he wants to stand in the middle of the penalty area, and it feels like a long time since we've had a centre forward he wants to do that.
He's
got a couple of goals, didn't he?
He was in the right place, wanting to get those goals.
Doesn't that scream
podcast,
like,
or the buscast? It's a podcast. Do you want to add anything to it, James?
No.
Wait 1 minute.
Didn't that scream a bit like crisis?
Right, so we're just setting back now. Rooney got a nice reception tonight.
Yeah, it's him you need to talk to. He bloody loves him. Absolutely loves him.
Are you glad that he's got a nice reception?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Should have let that free kick go in, shouldn't he? Gone down in my estimations, Romero, not letting that in.
Move down the bus, please.
Been belting if he'd have let that in. Belting.
We should have let... Move down the bus, please.
We should have... Let in. Is that the send-off that he's never really had from us?
He kind of had it for Everton, didn't he? But
yeah,
today was really
good reception at Old Trafford. But
the thing is,
I think that we all kind of know it's the last time we're probably going to see him.
Yeah. Well,
against Manchester United or for Manchester United. So,
yeah, it's likely. I don't think. I think with Everton though, he had to take it all seriously, didn't he? Because he was playing for Everton, he had to really. I mean, he wanted to win tonight, and he would have celebrated if he scored. And is it as a good thing, isn't it? I'm not so sure about these players not celebrating against teams that they've played for.
He paid by someone else, so you know, is it? A certain, you don't go over the top a bit like Welbeck did at Old Trafford and things like that. A celebration is a celebration, but he's rubbing it in, isn't he? But he got a bit of a needle at Old Trafford, didn't he, Welbeck, for Arsenal, so probably well within his rights.
Allegedly cried after that.
Yeah, but have a celebration by all means, because you're paid by that club, so you're trying to win a game for him, but you know, don't go over the top, do you?
No. Well, Rooney, I think when he came up with Everton, it's different to when today. I think he realised respect or the esteem he's held in by a lot of Manchester United fans. We never. There was always. We always held back a little bit, do you think, with the Rooney? Some people that.
Some weird people say he never reached his peak.
Move down the bus, please.
Okay, you can't wrap my head around that. He won it all. Ended up as top goal scorer, so. Never reached his peak.
I've not. Yeah, I never had that. He was an unbelievable player for Manchester United, and he matched everybody else in the league. If you look at his stats, and in the same period that Aguero was being lauded, Rooney's were better.
Team player Rooney as well. He did sacrifice himself a lot for the team. Remembering Rome playing on the left hand side.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. He sacrifices.
Yeah, else does? Fernandez.
He tracks back,
doesn't he?
Yeah.
I even seen him track back in the 5 minutes he was on.
And a gala.
I'm not sure about that.
No, a gala looks like he's running with a fucking parachute on.
Well, we were just talking before. It was funny, just during the game, we were just chatting about a gala and saying, what a shame he isn't any good.
Jim went because he gets right in the right place,
and then he can't put the ball away, and then. He put the ball straight away.
Jim turns to him and he's done absolutely nothing to be kept after his loan spell. Scores two goals just after that.
The thing is, he just proves though, doesn't it? If you've got proper.
I was right about Lingard there, he was crap all game.
Who?
Lingard. He was terrible.
To be fair, Jim, you don't need a fucking degree to say that Lingard's going to be shite, though, do you?
I don't think he's got a degree, to be fair. So you've got a centre forward who plays as a centre forward, and surprise, surprise, centre forward scores.
Yeah, he likes to stay in that 6 yard box in the box, doesn't he? So fair play. You know, I can't fault Solskjaer for any of his signings. So we need to stick. All his signings have improved the team. You know, everyone laughed at a gala, but 2 goals tonight. Oh no, it's only Derby County, but
scored 3 goals.
It'd be funny if he goes and sticks a winner on Sunday.
Well, yeah, I don't think I'm not sure that it will start him on Sunday. I'm not sure that quite a few players.
It's good. The thing is, they're scoring so early, the two, in the first half. They maybe could rest a few key players. So, obviously, Fred got a rest. Fernandez got a rest.
It felt like a Rooney testimonial at times tonight. You do feel like it was a competitive game at times.
You tell Scott McTominay that.
Was there no VAR today?
No, only at certain grounds. I think only at Premier League grounds it's in.
How it works? Because there was a couple of decisions that may well have gone the other way.
Three ropey handballs in there tonight, I thought.
There was a couple of handballs. There was the deliberate smacking McTominay's face.
There was a kick by Romero on the goal, on their striker. He left his boot in on his head.
Yeah.
Centre forward, I think his Waghorn was giving it out a bit, wasn't he?
This entire podcast.
Hold on.
Make sure this dick gets stopped from the car,
yeah?
We will do, yeah.
I wouldn't bet on that. No, I've weirded him up. We'll definitely stop on the way back before the car. Also, McTominay may well have been sent off as well for that, because he got him back, didn't he?
Yeah, he
left a few in on him. McTominay left a few in on certain ones in that second half.
His head went a bit.
Did one on the touchline. Left his foot in a bit, but he's got a bit of needle about him, hasn't he?
Yeah, I like his edge.
I didn't think much to him when he first appeared on the scene, but you know.
You hated him.
Eating me words now, because he's probably the first name on the team sheet.
But he's got a bit of edge about it. And whenever United have got a good side or a very good side, there's always a couple of players in there you'd go, you know, they're going to be up for it.
Means something to him playing for United as well, doesn't it?
I think that's the thing. We all said, and look, we know we're not in the right place, we know we're a long way off, but we all said we've got players who want to play for United, and players who give it all, and that's what we've got at the moment. There's a lot of players out there
as you can see, it really means a lot to them right now. And we're beginning to get leaders. You can start to see Maguire's a leader, Fernandes a leader, he's always the referee. And you just start to see something. I'm not saying it's a long way off, but you start to see something developing.
10 games unbeaten, though.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've not played really the top teams, but...
It's a squad.
When you say we've not played the top teams, there aren't that many top teams, are there?
No, but you've got to start somewhere, haven't you? I mean, if we could still go, if we could still say we're unbeaten at the Monday morning, then,
Yeah.
It's 10 unbeaten, though, isn't it? It's got confidence.
And then Tottenham,
confidence has got to be starting to be built somewhere.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and if he could get in the top four now towards the end of the season, you know, we get a day out of Wembley.
Yeah.
You know, got to stick with him.
And a day out also.
You can't say you get out a day out of fucking Wembley. You're not fucking bolting, you dick. Fucking United, we've been to Wembley fucking 20 times.
Still, it still means as much though to go to Wembley.
Fucking going to Wembley, yeah, because it's
we'll go to that pub in Wickham.
You can't say fucking hell we got a day out at Wembley as if we've never been there. We've been there fucking 15 times since the new Wembley's open. You've
got to look at the situation the club's in.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
No, you
don't. You've not got a good given right because we've had United to be at Wembley every season.
You can't say, oh, we're fucking, you have to be happy to get to Wembley. That's bollocks.
And it wouldn't be shaming if this coronavirus made football get called off and Liverpool come in the league.
You can't the back end of that
conversation.
No, but I agree with you. I think that you've got to look at from where we were during last season and this season, and for the amount of stick that Solskjaer's getting, the amount of stick that a lot of players are getting, some of it is justified football-wise because they've not performed to the levels that we've wanted them to perform, and we've not seen the energy and the effort. But now we're seeing what we just said. We're seeing the effort and the energy that we wanted to select, and now with the signings that we're making, if he makes more signings in the summer, he's allowed to make more signings, whatever way you want to put it.
I don't disagree with any of that, but I've never said that we'd be happy to get to Wembley.
I don't think you said we're happy to get there, man. I think you caught the back end of the conversation. Manchester United are making progress.
Yeah.
And actually, by the end of this season, that everybody said, "Ha ha, you're shit," and we end up better than all but three or four clubs in the league.
United
plus, we get to an FA Cup final. Yeah. Plus, we go in the Europa League final or semi-final or whatever. You're saying if that is our standard of shit, well, actually, it's not a bad base.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to a Carabao Cup semi-final, probably been knocked out by the best.
Right, put it in
one
context.
Of the best teams in the country.
I ain't comparing us to them bloody bastards, right? Oh. But they've got the greatest manager of all time in quotes, yeah? And we've got the worst manager of all time in United's Premier League history. And, yeah, fair enough.
Hold on a minute.
Well, hold
on a minute.
No,
we had David Moyes.
Statistically,
no, statistics, lies.
No, hear me out.
Remember the depression in the Van Gaal?
Hear me out, statistically, Solskjaer is doing... was probably doing worse at a certain point in time than Moyes was doing, yeah? And then Blue comes, oh, fucking hell, look at us.
Are you worried about them?
No, also, look at Spurs under our former manager and look at them imploding.
They're only imploding, though, perhaps, because they've lost two strikers.
Yes, they've lost two strikers, granted, but do you not see some of the speeches that he's giving? He's now saying that he's going to go into the board and say, you either choose between the Europe or the league. He's going to tell the board that.
It's the same as what he's doing at United.
Exactly, he's saying the same thing. Yeah. And that's one thing about Solskjaer. Whether he's the right man or whether he's not, is it's not the depression that there was around the club as there was under Mourinho.
In terms of that, right, so... we're doing well. We want a couple of trips to Wembley at least.
Days out, please.
Days out of Wembley. Well, yeah, trips, days out of Wembley. And to win it, obviously, Tux, right, okay.
It's going to be in our competition to win from here on out, though, because there's a lot of big teams left, isn't
there? Well, I think Rick was saying before, wasn't he, that we're playing the lowest team left, innit? Everybody else, innit? It's all Premiership quarterfinals, isn't it? And stuff like that. We're also looking for a day out, a few days out in Gdansk, are we?
Yeah. I'm not pushing my luck yet, but yeah.
I might book some accommodation.
Well, you booked your accommodation already?
I'm going to look at it this weekend.
Oh, yeah. So you're confident that we'll pass through Lask?
I might try and do a, one of those, booking.com where you can cancel it.
You can get a good flight with Flybe at the moment.
Fucking hell. Somewhere, if you book an hotel, you know, I'm going in and committing to it.
You can always tell it to a Wolves fan and pass the name on.
Fine with him, yeah. Flybe, yeah.
To be fair, I've been to Gdansk before and it's fucking brilliant.
Just continuing, we were just chatting there a minute ago about getting past Lask, yeah? And so if we played into Milan, yeah, if we got through and played into Milan, it would undoubtedly be behind closed doors, wouldn't it? So our last ever chance to play at the San Siro would be gone. What do you think? Would you make the trip anyway?
No, it'd be our last chance there, maybe. I've heard different stories about whether it's the last season or not. But I think we can beat them.
Do you think they're the only threat to us going all the way?
In the Europa League, they're the only team that can beat us. That's it.
There must be somebody else in there.
Well, I'm not disregarding Lask.
No, not Lask. I don't think Lask will beat us. Or Wolves.
I don't want to go to Wolves again. But, no, I think there's some decent teams, but I think if we get past this round, we could beat, if we drew into Milan, we could beat them, like, easily. We could beat them.
Would it be a bit like playing United Reserves?
Pardon?
It'd be a bit like playing United Reserves, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Asayung and Lukaku. We were saying before, weren't we, Yates, is that...
Isn't that other player, isn't Romero, isn't... what do you call him there? Sanchez?
No, Sanchez, one of them players who's a great player, but he's not good enough for United. We were saying before, weren't we, Lukaku's a great player. Saying Yates is... We need to sign Harry Kane in the summer. Harry Kane's not going to stay at Tottenham forever. We need to sign him.
I'm not sure Harry Kane will want to stay at Tottenham if it continues the way it is, but I think he's past his
The difference is, like, everyone said with Shearer, oh yeah, he'll stay for his hometown club, but he'd already won the Premier League, but Kane's won nothing. Kane will leave Tottenham. We need to make sure we pounce on him.
I've never seen Harry Kane play a decent game against United.
No, but he's a fantastic player.
Is he?
You can't deny that.
Look at him. Just have.
Right, well, fuck off then. It's a great player.
So anyway, back to Inter Milan. San Siro, maybe our last ever chance to go this year.
Yeah.
And it's going to be behind closed doors. Would you go anyway?
Yeah, because coronavirus isn't a virus. It's just a fucking cold. Have a lemon sip, shut the fuck up, and start watching football.
Yeah. And how long have you been a doctor?
I don't need to be a doctor, I just have common sense.
Right, so a bit of common sense then. So there's no chance in your mind's eye that this might cancel the Premiership season?
Do you know what I think it is? Population control.
No, we've got to go this way and then we're cutting back. Don't worry.
It's population control. Population control, that's all it is.
A bit like contraception, but a bit more.
And to be honest, I would fucking welcome it. If they void this season, I'd fucking welcome it.
Well, they've got to do something, haven't they? Because if all these other countries are stopping us, are stopping games, stopping sporting events, stopping mass, gatherings, they can't possibly let us all just turn up at Old Trafford, 76,000 of us week in, week out, and other football.
The only conflicts I've got is I'm going to see my girlfriend in New Zealand, so don't stop that, but just stop interaction in the UK and stop them bastards.
You've got a long distance relationship. It couldn't be much longer distance, could it?
Like, she's fucking lots of All Blacks.
30.
What?
Tell them how long you've known her for.
2 months, but it's love.
3 weeks.
No, 2 months, fuck me.
Better on Tinder, known for 3 weeks.
Have you actually physically met her yet?
No, but like, it's a tie on the bride, isn't it?
Right, okay.
No, it's not me, really. I love her.
Right, so she's from New Zealand?
No, she's from Rochdale.
Right, okay. Has she got four legs and a very woolly jumper?
I tell you what, the most important bit, she's got a pulse.
She's got what?
A pulse.
She's got a pulse. Well, that's a start. It's more than Martial's had last two games anyway,
he can
isn't
fuck
it? Anyway, just before we finish, we've got one bold statement to be had. Would you like to make this bold statement?
If Ighalo carries on the way he's going, that Rooney record's gone.
Say that again.
If Igalo carries on the way he's going, that Rooney record's gone completely.
Is this about statistics and damn statistics and lies type thing?
Exactly
so,
that.
So strictly speaking, are you saying that his goals ratio, if he was able to play till he was 93, he may be able to beat Rooney's record?
Yes. Okay. What's it now, 4 in 2?
I've
not seen a striker like that since.
All right. I might be having that he's more effective than Sanchez, but I'm not sure Rooney. Really. It was nice to see Rooney get a proper sending off though in the end, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah. Right. Well, anyway, on that bombshell, and after getting him medical advice. Oh, no, no. I'll find it now. On that bombshell, and the shortened podcast tonight, Derby County away. So Manchester United have progressed. It's really good news. We're down into the quarterfinals. We're going to play Norwich City away. We've got a good chance there. It's a happy hunting ground for us on many occasions, although obviously we're still capable of losing there. But the fact of the matter is, again, what a happy support going home. And the match-going fans and those at Old Trafford who will be there on Sunday afternoon are getting a feeling that things are progressing. It might be slow, but we're enjoying it again. There's smiles on our faces again, and it's all that matters.